I'm stuck in Zurich coming back from a training course held back by the volcano. I'm recognised in the queue by someone I half recognise. It's an ex-pupil of mine, Spurrier. He introduces himself on the train and we have lunch together. During this lunch, he tells me that he's become wealthy and he offers me a position helping him basically with insider dealing, finding out information on the companies I'm going to visit. I retire, he has work to do, so I retire back to my cabin, to my area, where I meet a racist who slags off everyone, and whose accent wanders all around Europe. I fall asleep after a heavy meal, and when I wake up, we're in Lille already, and Spurrier has disappeared. I hear screaming, and his body is discovered on an embankment by the railway. I'm interviewed by the police. They turn up with my luggage and open it, and it's full of money. My suitcase is full of money, my briefcase is full of files and confidential information. The police are very angry, I'm very frightened, I've got lots of motivations to get back, and I do have financial worries which they begin to know about. The racist man, let's call him Castro, on the train, now speaks perfect Oxbridge English. He's working for the English government. He offers me a deal. I've got to find out exactly what Spurrier has been up to, or the markets are going to collapse, or something serious is going to happen to the government. It's a pretty straightforward deal. And if not, they say you're going to prison.